A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew. When Jesus reached the country of the Gadarenes on the other side of the lake, two demoniacs came towards him out of the tombs, creatures so fierce that no one could pass that way. They stood there shouting, "What do you want with us, Son of God? You come here to torture us before the time." Now some distance away there was a large herd of pigs feeding, and the devils pleaded with Jesus, "You cast us out, send us into the herd of pigs." He said to them, "Go then." They came out and made for the pigs, but that the whole herd charged down the cliff into the lake and perished in the water. The swineherds ran off and made for the town where they told the whole story, including what had happened to the demoniacs. This the whole town set out to meet Jesus. As soon as they saw him, they implored him to leave the neighbourhood. The Gospel of the Lord. This version of Matthew, is much harder to understand than the version of Mark and Luke. It's harder because it's shorter. Matthew tends to shorten Luke's and Mark's stories. The stories that they tell have more detail. Matthew gives you a rather short version. For one thing, we don't actually learn very much about the demoniacs. We can deduce from the fact that the devils go into the pigs that they're cured, but we don't hear about them being cured. We don't hear about, in Mark and Luke, the single demoniac. Matthew's a strange habit of doubling the stories of Mark and Luke. It always has two instead of one person. But we don't hear what we get in Mark and Luke, which is that they ask to come with Jesus, and he says, "No, go back and tell the village all that you've done, all that I have done for you." We don't hear that. We don't hear how they've been cured. Instead, all we have is a story of Christ's power over the devils. And because of that, it's harder to understand. But one thing, the reason that the devils go into the pigs, ask, is because they want to destroy the pigs. That's my interpretation. Which, being property, valuable livestock, means that Christ is forced out of the territory. Now that's the devils having won a victory of sorts over Christ. However, Christ leaves behind the demoniacs who've been cured. Their witness, I keep saying there, but Mark and Luke is actually one demoniac. His witness is more powerful than the fact that they've lost a lot of pigs. Over the years, the villagers will learn that it's more important to be cured of great evils than it is to worry about property. Pigs can be replaced. I think that's what Mark and Luke are about. And yet, none of that in Matthew. All we have is Christ's power. Now, why does we have such a short version of the story? Why is it just Christ forcing demoniacs into the pigs and then being forced out of the territory by the people who ask him to leave? Well, you have to see it as a sequence of miracles. And these miracles of Christ are all about overcoming evil, but not just moral evil. He overcomes any of the things that threaten humanity, as we do in life. We don't just want people to be morally good, we also want people to fight against illness. We want doctors, nurses, scientists. We want to fight against human destruction. We want to fight against hunger. As someone who wants to be morally good with no concern about illness and starvation and the destruction caused by earthquakes isn't really being a good person at all. There are so many kinds of evils. And Christians are rather prone to think that Christ is only concerned with moral evils. But that's not how he's portrayed. If you look at the larger passage of Matthew, looking at three copies here. Look at Matthew's larger passage here, the whole of chapter 8. He heals a centurion's servant. He stills the sea. Interesting, the sea is described as being stormy because of a great earthquake. Matthew, I think, is interested in the way that we try to struggle to overcome our environment, to protect ourselves. He's interested in the fact that evil isn't just moral for human beings. We can be destroyed by all manner of things. and as such he portrays Christ as power. However, Christ doesn't stay with us, at least not in that sense. He does say at the end of Matthew, I'm with you always till the end of time. But it means we ourselves have to fight against all manners of evils. A good Christian nurse has to be a good nurse to be a good Christian nurse. A good Christian engineer needs to be a good engineer to be a good Christian engineer. And I think that's why Matthew shortens these stories so much, but also emphasizes the physical side. The water, for instance, you notice that they're plunged into water, and yet Peter will walk on the waters, and he says to Christ in Matthew, bid me to come to you on the water. Water is dangerous, but Christ overcomes the danger. While we live, there will always be a struggle to, in this life, we'll always have to be fighting against all sorts of dangers, all sorts of evils. But we shouldn't think that these aren't Christian concerns. Christ came among us to help us make a better world now and to enter into a perfect world after death. We need to fight for a good world and concern ourselves with all the evils that we are facing and be opponents of all those evils, servants of the good, because Christ expects no less. He came among us to give us that power.